Britain rolled out the red carpet for President Trump today. There was all kinds of royal fanfare, from a 41-gun salute to honor the president to a visit to Buckingham Palace with the Queen. But before all that, before Air Force One had even touched down in the UK, President Trump managed to upstage his own visit with a series of tweets insulting the mayor of London, Sadiq Khan. We begin with the World's Orla Barry in London with more on President Trump's first 24 hours in Britain.
He met with the Queen at Buckingham Palace. Himself and Melania, the First Lady, were there. And Ivanka Trump, apparently, was up in a balcony watching all of this. It was all pomp and ceremony, etc. And the President inspected the Guard of Honour along with Prince Charles. And then they went on to have this private lunch with the Queen. Then this evening, it's this lavish banquet. That's the sort of the big and most lavish part of the three-day state visit.
I remember Michelle Obama, just by gently resting her hand on the Queen's shoulder, talking with her a couple of years ago, caused quite a stir in the British public. Trump didn't step out of line. He followed all the protocol and etiquette to a T.
Well, there's one funny incident today which is being analysed, and it will sound quite ridiculous, but it looks like there was a fist bump between President Trump and the Queen. It's being analysed very, very carefully, but from what I can see, it looks like when the Queen meets you, she greets you by sort of holding out her hand and sort of bending her hand a little bit, if you know what I mean. Almost as if you're going to hold it gently, or maybe pen down to give it a kiss. So she held out her hand gently. He tried to grasp it with this big handshake that he tries. But whatever way he did it, it looks like that both of their fists sort of bumped off each other. So now everyone is saying that the Queen and the President fist bumped.
That is quite a concept. So back to Sadiq Khan, the London mayor. Trump, as you said, hadn't even landed and the tension was rising between him and Mayor Khan. What was going on there, and has anything come of that?
It's interesting, isn't it? You know, this trip has been about etiquette and protocol and how you need to behave towards the royal family, etc. And the first thing that the president does, even before Air Force One has touched the tarmac, is tweet out a rather unpleasant tweet about the mayor of the city that's arriving into. It seems that he may have been tweeting in response to this article that Sadiq Khan wrote in a newspaper here, in the Observer newspaper, yesterday, where he talked about the language used by President Trump being similar to the language used by 20th century fascists. So it's been going over and back for 4 years now, effectively. And it looks like it's not going to end anytime soon, because Sadiq Khan then tweeted out a video of his response today.
President Trump, if you're watching this, your values and what you stand for are the complete opposite of London's values and the values in this country.
I got to say, Orla, the Trump fire often seems to just feed itself. Leading up to this visit, the president came out in support of Boris Johnson, the controversial former mayor of London and former British foreign minister. How significant has that announcement been during his visit today? Like, what are people saying?
I mean, it's relatively significant in the sense that Boris Johnson himself has just launched his leadership bid for the Conservative Party and future Prime Minister today as well. It hasn't been a great week up to this for Boris Johnson, so things are turning for him, I guess, in his mind. Some people will see it as helping Boris Johnson in his campaign. Boris Johnson is talking about, if he wins, that he will go for a no-deal Brexit, and if we have a no-deal Brexit, our relations with the US will be even more important and we need to foster this relationship even stronger. So therefore, if I have a great ally in the US president, things will help the UK economy, etc.
There's a lot to look at during this three-day visit, including Trump's meeting with Theresa May about the Chinese telecom company Huawei. That's supposed to be a big one. Give us a preview here. What's at stake with that meeting?
The reports are that Trump will say to the British government and to Theresa May that Washington may limit intelligence sharing with the UK if the UK goes on to allow Huawei to build part of its new 5G network. The interesting thing, of course, the meetings tomorrow, they're between UK and US business leaders, and there was to be a lunch between Prime Minister Theresa May and Boris Johnson tomorrow, and it has been confirmed that the one-on-one is now not happening. So I guess President Trump isn't really too interested in meeting a Prime Minister who will be out of office by Friday. And Theresa May may not be too interested in meeting the US President, who has been praising Boris Johnson, her greatest nemesis, so publicly.
Orla, we'll leave it there. Thanks so much for your time.
Thanks, Marco.